This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Any parent knows that a kitchen full of hungry kids at supper time can be a recipe for disaster, unless, that is, they're helping to make the meal. Despite the dangers of hot ovens and sharp knives, or perhaps because of them, teaching kids to cook imparts a valuable set of skills, like autonomy and safety, and how to follow directions.
Can I dump it in?
Yep. All right, so dump the rhubarb in. Trevor, get the cup measure.
Which one's the cup measure?
Which one do you think?
That was writer KJ Delantonia coaching her son and a friend on making strawberry rhubarb ice cream. KJ Delantonia is lead editor and writer behind Motherload. It's the New York Times parenting blog, home of the Kids Cook series. And KJ, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So how did the ice cream come out?
The ice cream was delicious. And you heard Wyatt and his friend Trevor making the strawberry rhubarb compote that we pureed into it. My older son, Sam, made the custard that turned into ice cream. And I'll tell you, I have never sort of successfully made custard. So to coach him to do it with the recipe was really fun and different.
Well, so you've been doing this series with Margot Lasky from New York Times Cooking, alternating posts each week. And now, first, how old are your kids?
I have two 9-year-olds, an 11-year-old, and a 14-year-old. And they've been really pretty much cooking all their lives.
And Margot's daughter is only 3.
Right, and then she has a baby who's just about 1 year. So they cook together, and then the baby, you know, taste tests.
So how, or maybe more importantly, when do you think kids can start helping out in the kitchen?
Well, like Margot, I'd say my kids started at about 3 with me. I might soften butter and give them the butter to put on a garlic toast. So I'd say, you know, here, rub the little bit of garlic on, and now smear the garlic on, and then you sprinkle the Parmesan on, and we put it into the broiler. And that's very exciting because you've actually contributed something to the meal, and it's very simple. And we had a lot of garlic toast. So, you know, pour the pasta into the boiling water. Be careful. Stand back. This is what boiling water looks like. It's kind of amazing how often you need to tell kids things like, this is what the water looks like when it's at a boil. You know, this is what you have to wait for before you put things into the pan. So the sooner you start, even if your child is just standing next to you and maybe doing the bare minimum, the sooner they start to build up that base of knowledge.
What do you think is the value of that base of knowledge?
Oh, we really want our kids to be able to cook for themselves, right? We want them to be able to do it as teenagers when they come home from school. We want them to be able to choose to put together a healthy snack instead of reaching for the first bag of chips that comes out of the pantry. When they move into a dorm, we want them to be able to head over to the dorm kitchen and mix something up if they didn't like what the food was. We want them to move into their first apartments and be able to cook. We do not want them to be like the young Dartmouth babysitter that I once had, and I handed her, you know, a box of macaroni and cheese, and she opened everything and dumped it in the water and then turned on the stove. This is not what you want to raise.
Well, here's a clip of a much more advanced skill set. In this video, you're coaching your 11-year-old daughter, Lily, as she cooks chicken in hot oil. We'll be able to hear she's a little bit nervous.
Hot. Yeah. But you don't have to be perfectly precise.
Okay, this is really popping up at me.
I know.
It's all right.
Now, listeners can't see what happens at the end of this video, which is quite cute. After she screams, she makes a kind of giddy little smile and immediately goes back to taking the chicken out of the hot oil. So is there a lesson there?
She was very proud. Hot snapping oil is scary. That's a very funny recipe. It's called ketchup chicken. She's sauteing is what she's doing. So she's got some hot oil and she's got a lot of pieces of chicken, and she's going to very quickly stir fry them. Then we're going to put the sauce, which is oddly made from ketchup, onto them. And so I think for her, you know, she'll often make the sauce or she'll often cut the chicken or something like that. But the sauteing, that is nerve-wracking because the oil can be poppy and the sounds are quite dramatic, and you kind of have to be fast and you get it all in. But she was really excited to succeed.
Yeah, I love the pride. In fact, I was just looking at Facebook the other day, and a friend of mine, Courtney Esbach Wells, her daughter was cooking, and her daughter had made brownies. And the quote is, "Did your mom help you make this?" And her daughter says, "No, she helped me." A wonderful sense of ownership. But a lot of folks, as I'm guessing that you know from your readers at Motherlode, can be quite judgmental when it comes to raising kids and exposing them to any kind of danger. Do you worry at all that having your kids use knives or hot stoves might attract negative comments?
Well, I feel pretty strongly that it's actually safer to teach them how to do it right than to leave them just to figure it out. One thing that I often tell readers that I have been told as I learned to cook is that it's better to have a really sharp, big knife and learn to use it right than to try to cut something with a teeny-weeny knife that's not sharp enough and you have to saw away at it. You're much more likely to hurt yourself with poor tools and, you know, if you don't understand how to use them.
So that's a good basic. I'm curious about what are some of the good introductory things that Margot's been doing with her three-year-old, for example.
Today we're running a piece about a no-knead bread recipe that we both tried with our families. We had big fun, and really that is perfect for a three-year-old. That is a dump, stir, and wait. Okay, maybe the waiting part isn't perfect for a three-year-old, but the results are really pretty fantastic. She did a watermelon and tomato salad. She had her daughter, you know, learning to dice with watermelon. She actually has a little tool, which we don't have. It looks kind of like a dough scraper, and her daughter's been using that to slice, and she has one for tomatoes, too. So she has some special stuff that was perhaps not around when my kids were younger, but it's really helping.
I'm speaking with KJ Dell'Antonia. She's lead editor and writer of the New York Times Motherlode blog about the value of teaching kids to cook. You've heard that phrase, you know, cooking is an art, baking is a science. Do you think kids are better suited to learning one of these skills?
I think people really tend to have kids bake. And baking is great. You learn to follow instructions. Baking is, in many ways, a science. If you don't add your baking soda, obviously you're going to get a terrible result. You really need to weigh and get your measurements right if you want a cake. Some things are a little more forgiving. But one of the things that we're trying to do is not to focus on baking and desserts, which are always fun and easy. And, you know, who's not happy to turn out a pan of cookies? We want our kids to be excited to make the salad for dinner. We want them to be excited to work on the main course, because some of the goal here is, you know, not independent brownie making, which we love, but, you know, real independent cooking. And also, there are really three kinds of cooking as we've been thinking about it. There's following the recipe, which is great. You need to be able to do that. There's following our instructions, which is also great. You need a certain basis of knowledge. But then there's that moment when they can walk into the kitchen and, if nothing else, at least make the box of macaroni and cheese all by themselves without any commentary for you. You know when the water is boiling. Know that you have to set the timer and you can't forget about it or you're going to end up with sogginess. Know that you want to put the butter into the hot pan so that it melts before you re-add the pasta. I mean, you know, those all sound dumb and simple, but there actually is a little baseline of knowledge that you have, even to do something as simple as that.
Is there any side agenda here of getting kids to try different foods?
It is a little bit of a side agenda. I think especially for Margot to, you know, to have your three-year-old eating a tomato and watermelon salad. Honestly, we haven't tried the tomato and watermelon salad at our house yet. That's a kind of a surprising combination. So absolutely, when kids are the ones that help make it, they really do get excited about trying it. I mean, we put rhubarb in that ice cream. It was strawberry rhubarb ice cream. And definitely everyone looks sort of askance and they tasted it when it was raw and it's very sour. Sure, it turns into ice cream and who wouldn't eat anything in ice cream? But, you know, trying rhubarb was new. And yes, having your kids be involved in the cooking process does make them more inclined to at least taste it, and in some cases, I think, to be really excited to eat it.
You're doing this in the age of the helicopter parent, you know, those who don't give their kids enough space to work things out for themselves, afraid of any lack of success. Do you think parents today are less likely to let their kids cook than maybe when you were growing up?
Well, I think it's true that, you know, we all cook less, and we often don't think our kids are as capable as they are. If we're cooking less, we also see that as a more unusual activity, something that's more adult, that's more intense, as opposed to just something that sort of naturally happens every day because it has to.
Okay. Do you see a day when the sous chefs are going to take over and you can sit back and let them do it on their own?
Absolutely. I think my 14-year-old could certainly prepare a meal right now. He would probably have questions. There are some things. My 11-year-old could recook that ketchup chicken. She absolutely could. And actually, My 9-year-old daughter made an entire pasta dinner the other day with me, you know, standing over her. I would guess that if we do that, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 more times, she'll be ready. They ought to be able to do it. There's a lot of things that are pretty simple, and we ought to give kids the opportunity to do these things for themselves. And who knows, maybe somebody's going to have pasta with tomatoes for their afternoon snack instead of Doritos.
Okay, we look forward to that. KJ Dell'Antonia, thank you.
Thank you.
KJ Dell'Antonia is the lead editor and writer behind Motherload. That's the New York Times parenting blog. And you'll find links to read the Kids Cook series and see some of the videos by KJ and Margot Lasky at wordofmouthradio.org.